restart the timer. It probably would have worked. The sound quality
it would
was
just
on.
Dipped for a minute, wouldn't it? How do we? Okay,
we're back on. It's time for round number two. You unplugged the microphone somehow 3 seconds into episode one. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. The professionals are back.
We start as we mean to go on.
Can you believe we're back?
I'm starting to believe it. We're here.
You're believing it because it's happening.
Yeah.
Until this point, it was.
It was ethereal. It was floating around in the air. Nothing was nailed down yet.
I'm happy for you as well. Semi-forcing me into it. Every single week, you're like, bro, we're starting. And I'm like, are we,
You
though?
Look at me through pierced lips.
Is it happening again?
I don't know about this.
But I am glad because podcasts with you, historically, is one of my favourite things ever in my life. I have such good memories.
We have a good time,
don't you remember at my old apartment?
I remember it so well.
The little studio we had going.
That was a good time.
We were just getting wild.
No views and every bit of enjoyment. And forging ahead. It didn't matter who was watching.
We started to build, though, didn't we?
We were doing well.
Blogspot and Feedspot ranked us the number 7th podcast. I can't remember whether it was Nutrition Podcast or Health and Fitness, but it was in the UK. I can't remember what it was.
It's got to be in one of them categories.
We're the number 1 podcast on earth. Let's
we
go.
We might well be.
We are to me.
We're a minute in and I reckon we're number 1.
We are number 1. Welcome back to the number 1 health and fitness podcast in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Yep. How long has it been since our last episode?
A year and a half.
I reckon so.
Somewhere around there. Mm. And then life took us in very different directions for a while, didn't it?
I also think it's been a year and a half. Yeah, I think this is a good direction for us to go on episode 1. I think we should.
Yeah.
What's been going on? Everything's changed.
We need to catch up. The people need to catch up. We'll get acquainted. We'll get comfortable. Make sure everyone knows what's happening. You go first, sir.
All right. So where should we start from? We're in a different place. Look at this.
This is the biggest change. I'm representing the merchandise for the new place, and it's very, very sexy.
You can see it on the camera. We're in the Station Gym Sheffield, aren't we? We're in what is deemed as the community room, aren't we?
Yes.
This is where we're going to be hosting the podcast from.
Where commune takes place.
I was worried about the sound quality, but it doesn't sound too awful now.
No, I think we'll find out afterwards, but no.
We've made some adjustments behind the scenes.
Oh.
Haven't we?
So we have some mats just acting as sound buffers.
Yeah, we may.
Placed around the room.
It's a good idea from you, though. We may have gotten many, many yoga mats.
You know, when you go into, when you see like an audio recording booth, it's just these on the walls,
yeah, but
isn't
it? We've just thrown them.
We've just thrown them around.
That's kind of true. It is like a
it's
similar.
It's exactly this stuff, a little crosshatch stuff.
It is a similar foam style material. See if you can just lift up that for me and just see if you can show the listeners outside. If you're listening, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. If you're watching, you can go to YouTube and see us. We are only on one camera today and we are only in HD. We used to do 3 4K cameras.
This is a very bright...
Oh, it shows nothing on the screen.
It's such a shame. We have a lovely view.
It's a whiteout.
From in here.
It's a whiteout, isn't it? It's absolutely snowing a blizzard.
Yeah, so we're shooting this on Thursday the 9th.
Yep.
Yep. Of March.
Yep.
Good. 2023. Look at me knowing dates and things. And it is a blizzard outside.
It's an absolute snowstorm.
I love it.
I love it also.
I don't drive, so I'm an absolute fiend for loving snow and things that annoy everyone else and closes the roads down.
Snow's good as long as you've got nowhere to be and it's not holding you back, which personally I don't really ever have anywhere to go again. I have not really anywhere to be. I can get to here by foot,
yes,
walking, and I did this morning with my snow boots on. What did you say I looked like?
You looked like a cute little elf.
Like an elf that came in with two little snow piles
little
on the end of the...
ski ramps of snow at the front of you.
It's because I bring the cheer to your life, and it feels like Christmas magic when I enter the room. That's what it is to
might
you. That's what
you admit thought, it, but you might be right.
Am I the baldest elf of all time? Do elves get male pattern baldness?
I
do have one pointy ear.
You do?
I do.
That's
actually
bizarre.
Have one half elf ear.
Yeah, you definitely... You wear too many tracksuits to be an elf as well, I think.
I feel like an elf can dress the way an elf wants to dress. What should I dress like? Red and green?
Yes.
Does that suit your stereotype,
it
sir?
It does.
Stop it.
No.
Stop
it. This is what I expect from my little elves.
But it is a snowstorm outside, and it does feel kind of magical, doesn't it?
It's very magical. Mm. It's a nice environment to start the episode one of the podcast in.
Magic.
It feels magic.
Do you remember last time? It's actually, there's been magical occurrences now on...
What
are these magical occurrences? Do you remember last time we met to talk about the podcast here? The stars literally aligned in the sky.
Oh, crikey, that was
the moon and Venus and was it Saturn?
Yeah.
Literally aligned in a... I came outside, looked, and the stars aligned on the first meeting where we came to talk about the podcast.
I came outside afterwards and then you were aligned. There's the fourth bit. You were, your little head at the end.
Just
like,
reflecting.
So I think it's good omens.
My delts and head became...
True. You do look like a cloud from the back.
Orion's belt.
You have one, two... big head, and then same on the other side. It's like a little bumpy cloud.
That was a nice photo you took of me the other day as well.
It was a nice photo.
I meant to put it on Instagram. I accidentally posted it on Facebook because it double posted. And then all my friends were commenting, oh, this looks good. And I thought, oh, nice.
Why are you 80 years old and can't figure out technology?
I didn't know it was going to double post. I've literally only just started an Instagram. You've just started one.
I know, it's scary.
How many followers do you have? I have like 110.
I'm on like 58.
I'm winning.
You're winning.
Let's go.
You've been going longer.
Let's go.
You're bigger and balder. I don't know if that does anything for the Instagram algorithm.
I don't think it does. I'm definitely not more beautiful than you.
Oh, well, that's nice of you to say.
We'll have a thought contest, shall we?
Bro, I can throw it back.
You're definitely, yeah. You're cheeked up.
I am. I'm double cheeked up on a Thursday afternoon. You don't need to worry about me.
I think we should do some leg training content together as well. That I think we should do some general training content.
Yeah. Well, we said it the other day, didn't we? Like, I ended up showing you a variation of a split squat that I quite like. And you
listen, I was thinking about that for the whole day. Really? I've only been doing split squats more than a decade, and you taught me something brand new. I was like, my guy, this is why you're the best. This is why you're the best. Yeah, you were just changing my stance a little bit, telling me to drop my hips back down in like a curving, arcing motion, because I told you my goal was to hit my glutes more during the exercise, and you said your goal was to hit less glutes in the exercise, and then we discussed differences in technique.
This is it.
And actually, I could feel after you gave me the adjustments, I could definitely feel the glutes more. Yeah, because it was turning it more into like a hip thrusting kind of motion with the arc of the hips, rather. I was doing like a straight up and down.
Yeah, very much more knee extension, a bit less.
I was doing it
extension.
Like a hack squat or something.
Yeah.
Or like a wall sit.
Makes sense for you because your quads outpower your glutes, but also that you want to reverse that and get double cheeked up. Mm. I need to avoid that.
Well, I am born with an affliction, skinny white man syndrome. So this is literally, I'm afflicted with this via birth. So you don't just come like with glutes. It's not part of my package.
Yeah, I don't know what thickness I got squeezed into my genetics.
You and your brother?
He's double cheeked up. He's a thick ass boy.
Your mother must be proud.
Thick ass boy. Well, my mother and my father both have very big calves, which that skipped a generation with me. I'm expecting my kids to walk out with giant calves. But
I can't believe you brought up calves on episode one because you know what I'm about to say.
Don't.
And you don't like
Connor,
it.
Connor, we shall.
But you only have small calves because you don't train.
Do you want to know something though?
William.
Okay, so I have a good reference point. My twin has big calves, and he's never trained his.
Okay, he's got the genetics for
there
it.
We
you
go.
Don't.
There we go.
Okay, you've got less gains than your brother. Okay, you win. Okay, smart ass, you
I know.
Win.
My brother, I injured my back a couple of weeks ago, and then my brother joined me in back injury about a week later, and I thought, yes.
Came out in sympathy.
Chemical warfare, he's going to get smaller for a little bit.
Why is it chemical warfare? What does
because
that mean?
I'm trying to get bigger than this guy. I, it's not cool that he's the hairdresser, I'm the PT, and he's the bigger one. This isn't allowed. I have to be doing something better, lifting heavier, doing more. You start training more. Although, I will be honest, one of my goals at the minute, this is excellent professional advice, is to lift as little as possible.
What does that mean?
I'm just trying to not let it consume my lifestyle. I'm trying to go home and do some other bits, do some photography, work on some online stuff, things like this here and there.
Oh, good. This
I'm trying to not just be a gym rat anymore. Well, it's why my training has shifted as well, to be doing more. Like, my goal at the minute is to be a statically powerful powerlifter type thing with my squat. My deadlift, things
statically
like that.
Powerful.
Yeah, just
only
like
non-moving.
Nothing dynamic about
nothing,
that.
Just, nothing dynamic.
Just like boom.
I'm power, but
also,
only stood still.
But also,
as long as I'm not moving, I'm good.
Well, no, I think it's important to be good at that stuff. But I'm also trying to pair it with the worst thing ever to pair it with, which is being a good gymnast.
And that sounds pretty dynamic.
Exactly. So I'm trying to be. I'm trying to not be a fat powerlifter or a skinny gymnast, because skinny gymnasts whose legs float in the wind, that isn't cool. But also being a fat powerlifter that can't
breathe. So what
we're
saying about that calf training then?
Oh, we aren't doing calf training.
Listen, you always complain about small calves, but you don't train them.
I don't
you
train them anymore. I trained them intensely for a long time.
For 6 weeks?
That's four times a week for 6 weeks is enough time
Shut
to
your
know
mouth.
If it's working or not.
Shut your mouth. Imagine if I did chest for 6 weeks and was like, my chest's small. Shut up and say, what are you talking about? Of course it is.
Golly.
You need to come train calves with me. We should film it. I don't do too much, but I do them twice a week. All I do is the standing calf raise back to back with the seated one. Maybe like five or six sets twice a week.
Can I wear joggers when we film this?
Yeah.
Good.
Of course you can.
I don't want to be looking like Jiminy Cricket doing calf raises. That's not
is
good.
That the punch bag?
We've had the worst thing ever that could happen, people.
You haven't taken it down. You said you were going to take it down.
And there's nothing I can do. If they want to put it back up, they're going to put it back up. So if we have some audio interference, for those maybe only just listening or whatever, we have a punch bag attached to, there's a giant I-beam, this metal beam running through this ceiling that through to the other room has a punching bag attached to it.
Via
and someone is kicking metal the shit chains out of it. Yeah.
So it rattles the roof.
It rattles the roof a little bit. So we apologise for this.
Listen, wait. Throw a combo.
little hook, little left right.
One, two. Come on.
A little roundhouse kick.
It doesn't sound too bad. I think it'll be
fine. Whatever. We're loud. We're loud people. It'll be fine. We'll get through this.
We're in a new room, aren't we? We're in a new gym. We're in a
new
place.
Yeah, so let's go talk about this briefly. We're going to
Because we actually have a time limit, don't we? We've got like 15 minutes left, maybe.
We're 11 minutes in.
And we've said nothing. we've done what we always do.
Yeah.
We've spoken about absolutely nothing. We've gotten nowhere.
Thrown some quippy things around that doesn't make sense to anyone else. We have Tom on soon. Tom.
Episode 2
is going to be coming out at some point. And this will feature Thomas Lee, who is one of the owners of the gym, and he's an excellent friend of both of ours. Mm. We've known him for about the exact same time.
Probably.
So we, Tom and I started working at the gym group down at Callum Island in 2015 on the same day. So we've known him all exactly the same amount of time. And then he paired
I would have been there because I lived
Phil
there
Roberts
at that point.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah, you did live there.
I was sleeping in the boiler room.
Yeah, and often in your car.
And in my car. And not going home. Shower back in the gym and then go straight back at it.
This is back when you were all power, all just client focus, money.
Yeah.
This was the goal, take over.
I was trying not to be a loser.
I'll tell you when you succeed.
Thank you. I'd appreciate that external adjudication, especially coming from you, sir, someone I love dearly.
Oh, crikey.
Screw you. I was going to swear so hard at you then I thought, don't do it. Not on episode one.
No, we need
we'll calm.
Ease them into the Connor and Will non-PG.
Stay calm.
You're not a loser. In case
no,
that needed
thank
clarification.
Thank you.
You knew this.
But at the... And I'm using that term sort of colloquially, I would say. But I was trying to change my life, literally, through changing other people's lives, and I had no other goals other than this, literally. I was my only plan. And it kind of still is. That's my number one goal in life, is to help as many people as possible, literally.
I know that about you.
I've never strayed from this. I hope never to stray from this.
And I mean...
And I was just starting at that point. So I was motivated and ready and taking action.
And you need to eat meat, don't you? So it's nice that you've been able to... You know, make it a viable living as well, because it isn't an option really. You have to consider yourself first and then be able to help others, because you can't.
I agree. When I started personal training, I had £500 in my bank account, and now you succeed or you don't eat.
Yeah, I get it.
This is what I did, literally. Yeah. This is what I did. No safety nets, there's no going back. No, we make it work, and I did not go home. I will stay there non-stop.
And we had a meeting in here with the gym staff the other week, and we were talking about the success rate of PTs generally and how many go through the system and just in one side, straight out the other, sail through without a client or with one for a couple months and then pack it in and go somewhere else.
It's because there's a lot to it. It's a very well-rounded job.
It is.
It takes a lot.
You need a good vocational knowledge on actual science and things in the gym. You need excellent application.
By vocational, you mean what exactly?
Specific to the gym, the nutrition.
You're talking like
the actual
you mean
science.
Practical or you mean like theoretical or both?
Both.
Sorry.
Vocational,
yes, I
just means in relation to
in
your
relation
job.
To the job, yeah. Doesn't? Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I wasn't understanding what terminology.
Get your vernacular knowledge.
Sorry,
up.
Sir. Hello.
Well,
so, sorry.
Well
yeah,
this,
you're right. You need a lot of knowledge for the actual job.
You need to know how to convey that knowledge. So you need a good social kind of understanding, good sociology of how to get that stuff across. You need a good psychology, so you can assess people and understand how they're going to learn
this
and give
true.
This to them.
You need
self-motivation. A lot of patience as well. Yeah.
Patience, definitely. Yeah. You need self-motivation.
Because people don't listen a lot of the time, which is annoying.
It's not like having a normal job where somebody tells you to turn up. Yeah, okay, if you're on shift, fine, but then what are you going to do the rest of the time?
No.
You know,
no.
And what do you do while you're on shift? You need self-motivation, you need self-direction.
That's one of the biggest downfalls of PTs, in my opinion, is they just turn up for their shift, kind of sit there tapping their fingers.
Talk to the other PTs for a bit.
And go home.
Mull around.
Yeah. As opposed to kind of sticking it out. That was something you were excellent at. You were just there. I remember you told me that when you got to the gym, you went there at 6 a.m. for the first time, and everyone there was like, I've never seen a PT here before. And you're like, well, now you have.
Because shifts started at 8 at that time at the gym group.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The gym had been open 6 months when I got there. Shifts started at 8. The earliest a personal trainer had ever turned up was 8. So I turned up at 6 every day, knowing who's there. Business people.
Swept
people
in.
Training before work. People who are committed. Why do you think they're there that early? And what do you think they want to be there 5 times a week? What if I can get them better results in 2 to 3 times per week? Mm. You can stay in bed longer. You can have some breakfast with your kids. Come train with me. I'll save you time. We'll improve your life. I'll get you better results and give you your time back. What do you think?
Beautiful.
People are like, yep. That started me off with a good baseline foundation of Agreed. Clients, literally straight off. And it also got me turning up every single morning. Because what am I going to do after those clients had gone? I'm going to go home. No. I'm going to go, no, hang around, talk to more
have
people.
A bit of brekkie and then chill.
Yeah. So really, really good. I was fully committed at that point. But anyway, I feel like we've gotten off track from the topic of the conversation. We're at the station gym now.
Yes.
So you started with Thomas Lee at the gym group. I was there. We all met. We all became friends over time. Tom was laughing, wasn't he, in the team meeting the other day, saying that when he first met me, I said that I didn't want to be friends. Not with him,
yes,
but with anybody.
With anyone.
No, because I wasn't there to make friends.
No, I understand.
I was there to succeed.
Yeah.
I was coming from a background in life that I was going to change or die trying, and nothing was going to get in my way, and I was not there to talk to anybody. I wasn't talking to the PTs. I was doing nothing like that.
You can see the shift that's happened in you.
Yeah, now I've obviously changed, yeah, because I got myself out of that situation. And got to where I wanted to be. And also my mindset towards how it could be done and can be done has also changed over time as well, as I've seen it be done more different ways.
Because what were you, 23, 22 when you started at the gym?
I can't remember.
Which is crazy to think that, actually.
I was working in gyms before that, though.
No, I know, but when you started at that gym?
I can't remember.
What are you now, 29?
30.
You're 30 now?
Mm.
When was that?
Last September.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You're old as dust.
I feel great.
You look great.
Thank you, sir. I'm loving getting older. I can't wait to be 40.
Do you know what? I have this kind of, this is naive and very 23-year-old brain of me, but I'm kind of looking forward to getting wrinkly.
Why?
I want to look like leather.
Stop it. Why don't you just stop moisturising?
I've never moisturised.
What? Your skin's so nice for a non-moisturised being.
Dude, I came down from the mountains. There's been no, if there's moisturising, for me, it's tree sap. Let's be real.
Really?
I'm the most mountain man ever. Like, come on. And no, I don't do these things.
I'm a daily
moisturizer. I think that I'll look like. Do you know who Sam Elliott is?
No.
Sam Elliott's like, he's an old southern gentleman from America. And he's got a southern draw. And he's got a big mustache. And he looks like he's just been like in front of the sun.
I was going to say, you need to start smoking a lot of ciggies. You need to get in the sun. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the wrong country for this, aren't I?
Drink whiskey.
But I think it'll suit me. I'm looking forward to
it. And you'll be what, weathered by the sands of time.
Yep, and I'll look wise. Might not be it.
Weathered by the winds of a life well lived. Will it be?
Yeah, get in. I like it. It is very windy in England.
I think you look beautiful. When I get old, I always want to look like a wizard.
You'll look like a wizard. I keep telling you to grow this beard.
When my beard goes grey, I'm going to get it into a point, and by then I'll have so much nutritional knowledge that you'll see me on the podcast, but if you zoom in real carefully, because I will get the 4K working, I'm actually floating about 3/4 of an inch off the seat. I'm actually not quite touching the seat.
Transcended gravity.
That's when you know I've succeeded.
And physical beings.
That's what, you only get to that when you become a level 750 nutritionist.
Shit.
Yeah.
I'm at level 11.
You are. I told you that. I knighted you a level 11 the other day when you made that awesome breakfast.
There we go. But level what? 7,000 is what you're going for.
750.
750. Oh, okay. That's
when you're
doable.
Floating.
Yeah, this is floating level. Mm. All right. Mm. You and Ram Dass and Buddha just all up there floating together.
That'd be so beautiful.
That would be beautiful. You should do a podcast with them once you collect them from the ethereal plane.
That'd be. Me talking to no one. Actually,
like,
I do
oh
loads
shit,
of podcasts talking to
you guys are here all
no
along.
So it could be a thing. It could be a thing.
We've gone off topic again.
It's okay. I had to fill in a questionnaire at work, which is another thing that's changed for me since last time we spoke on podcast. And it was like a personality thing, just asking you questions about your life, nothing to do with work at all, really. And one of them was, if you could have an evening meal or a dinner with anybody in the world ever, who would it be? And I put Ram Dass.
Of course I did. I mean, you did literally on your phone, right?
It's the background of my phone, yeah? The tattoo on my arm there.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a cool guy.
I'm going to get another one matching down the other side there as well.
Of him as well? Something.
This is
or more words.
This says love, serve, remember, which has multiple different meanings. I'm also going to get be here now for like presence of mind, like matching.
This is good.
Three down there.
I consider tattoos a lot. Never.
No, you're not a tattooed man, are you?
No, because I thought about it the other day. Like, I actually think I have the things. I already know the things that I would tattoo onto me, like that are that important to me.
Good.
If I were to do it. But then it doesn't seem like it would do anything for me. Like, I don't think I need to put them on me to know them like that, if that makes sense.
I kind of agree with you. I don't know how you'd look with tattoos.
One of my, my missus wants me to, not wants me to, but she thinks I'd look good with like my arms covered. She's like, I don't know, like if you did that, I wouldn't mind it. But she also wants me to dye my hair and beard grey, so I look like The Witcher. So she needs to chill out a little bit.
These
Roxanne.
These are debatable of recommendations.
Recommendations?
Yeah, I would say. Or ideas. Yeah. It's an idea. Maybe we'll park it for later.
You know. We'll just put a pin in that.
Yeah, we'll save that one.
There is a YouTube creator called Casey Neistat. I don't know if you know of him.
I do, yeah.
He's got
it's
some
the
cool
skateboarding
tattoos.
Guy.
Yeah, he just has like Do More tattooed on him, which he just scribbled on himself one day because he was being lazy. Mm. I'd probably go for shit like that. But the I know an issue for me is if I got tattoos, I'd just want to cover my hands, which is a bad idea.
It might not be the greatest idea.
No, not the best I've ever had.
Not that hand tattoos are a bad thing, so I don't
know. No, but you tend to need a couple more somewhere else.
It's not a usual place to start,
no,
is it?
This
you
is
start
I mean.
Getting your fingers coloured in. Yeah. It's not exactly the regular place to start.
Like you say, put a pin in it.
But what we were saying were, to try and get somewhere in the conversation.
I know, what we like.
You started at the gym. I was already there, I don't know for how long. Time just melts and blends together, doesn't it? Tom started also. We became friends slowly over time. We've all progressed in different ways in our careers. We all had different ideas of what we wanted to do. And I will say that I'm very proud of all of us for doing exactly what we wanted to do. Every single person has done exactly what they wanted to do. You only liked strength training and wanted to get into like biomechanics and movement and specificity and technicalities of things. And you have become one of the best in the world. I wanted to do nutrition and run my own fat loss program. I did that.
And now you're one of the best in the world.
Yeah, successfully. Literally, I ran my own fat loss program. Now I've taken a turn and I work for this company, Macros Inc., which we'll talk about on upcoming episodes, I'm sure.
Tom's a very interesting, well-rounded character for all different facets of knowledge. Tom was a plumber. We'll have Tom talk about his stuff, but him and I always shared an interest in building, construction,
DIY kind of
capability
stuff,
for that kind of stuff. So I always helped him out with house projects and things, bits of plumbing here and there, whatever. And then so that's how I ended up coming onto this project, the station gym. So this is up at Manitop, the old fire station is where we're located. And Tom and Phil Roberts, England's Strongest Man 2017.
Previously of Titanium Strength Gym,
yes,
TSG.
Very powerful man, physically and mentally. I like him a lot.
He's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
He's very intelligent and also huge. I completely agree.
It's almost annoying, isn't it?
His breadth of knowledge is also very impressive as well. Like, he knows a lot about history and a lot about science and religion.
Oh, him and I
nerd
out about medieval shit together.
This is what I'm saying. I'm all about the medieval times. I'm all about ancient history, anthropology. I was talking to him about Göbekli Tepe and all this kind of stuff.
I was talking about more about Göbekli Tepe yesterday. That's bizarre.
It's not bizarre because it's fascinating.
Cool.
So it's not bizarre whatsoever.
Well said, sir.
I think it's great.
And he'll be, he's going to join us next week actually for an episode. But yes, we thought it'd be nice to have Tom on.
It might even be this week, depending on when I actually release the episodes, you know. I don't know when, you know, the podcast episodes. Oh, sorry. Phil's coming on next week, isn't it? It's Tom coming on episode two. Phil's on episode four.
Yes.
Sorry, I got confused about who's coming on when.
That's quite all right.
But I haven't decided when we're actually going to release the episodes. But I was thinking maybe Saturday and Monday.
I was thinking Saturday and Monday.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
They're the two best days, I think.
I think I can make that work.
Yeah.
I would like it if I was listening to a podcast if it was on a Saturday and a Monday, because not many podcasts come out on a Saturday.
Monday's
so if it gets
nice.
To the weekend and I've got a chill time and I want to listen to something, I've got very few options. I feel like we could fill a nice gap for people there. And then Monday's always good because nearly all podcasts come out on Monday. And if you're working or you're exercising or you're, I don't know, cleaning around the house or you're walking and you just want something to pass the time, something
positive.
To
going
to.
In the morning,
we'll be there.
Monday.
We'll be there every
drive to work with Connor.
Over your
Will.
Weekends and over your week starts, that'll be us. We'll be there for you, helping with your health and happiness, your fat loss, food and fitness. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back.
With our so far slightly titled podcast.
Yeah, we.
This is something we're struggling with. Not really. We've kind of got it.
Yeah, so far we've settled on Fit Talk Radio. Fit Talk Radio. Radio 105. Which I like the name. I think it's blatantly obvious what it is.
Yes.
We are talk radio.
Yes.
It is about fitness in a way. You could argue, and I'm sure we will, we could argue about what the definition of the word fitness is and what...
we love that conversation.
What does that actually mean? What semantics and connotations, sir? A good old debate.
I agree.
Mm.
Yes.
But But yeah, we're restarting basically, aren't we? The old podcast was called Slim Society because it came just through me and my business originally, and then you joined and we started doing News of the Week and it became a regular
segment.
And I was
kind of the guest and then became like
kind
the
of, but then yeah, but then it didn't end up like that, and we were blasting out episodes, people were liking it. All my clients used to listen to it and really enjoy, well, not all of them.
But and now we're excited, aren't we? Because we're 50-50 and we've got our plans for the future with this podcast, which is just to make it work.
Yeah. My plan's to have the best conversations we can possibly have. Okay, right. Curiosity, entertainment, interest. Myself and you displaying superior knowledge of training, health and fitness,
yes.
Helping people. We'll have certain episodes on certain topics. Like next episode when Tom comes in, we're going to talk to him about creation of this station gym, which is good because we're not getting anywhere in this conversation. we're going to talk about
keep
where
talking,
we are.
I'm going to message him saying we'll come and get him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. So we've got Tom coming in next time, and we're going to talk to him about where we are and how they've made the station gym. But then next time we're going to drop a little bit of knowledge and also some opinions, I guess, on what a beginner should do if it's their first day and time down to the gym.
Yes.
If you've never been to a gym, what should you do to even turn up, and then what should you do once you get there? I think we could talk about practicalities of actually turning up to a gym, and then we could also talk about, okay, once you've actually turned up and you're in and you've met the staff and things like this and you've signed up, but then what about actual training protocols and principles, very basics, maybe a little bit about nutrition, that's always me.
These kind of things, yeah, like my little notebook here that I've tried to be an adult about and plan with has, yeah, things like getting into the gym, the sociology, the psychology we talked about with that, the anxiety
very
perhaps.
Nice.
Yeah, like goals, like you might come to the gym knowing what you want your end point to be, your output, but you have no idea how to reverse engineer that into practical day-to-day steps that you can take. So yeah, be it the nutrition side of things, the fat loss, if it's getting bigger, whatever. I'll let you take the lead on that. We'll talk about some training protocols as well, how to build a program. Maybe we'll see how long Tom sticks around in episode 2. We can have a chat about this then.
He says he's only got 10 to 15 minutes, but
I reckon we can chew his ear off.
I think we can coerce him.
Ah.
I think we can take some of this gentleman's time.
Today, he's blizzarded in, and the gym isn't all that busy because of the snow.
Schools are shut. His wife's gone to pick up his children.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
All the schools have shut in the area.
He's got cute kids. They're nice.
He's got a beautiful family, and he absolutely deserves it because he's a beautiful man.
Yeah, so we'll have him on, and that'll be good fun. He can talk about the gym in its entirety.
Yeah, because everything's changed for us, hasn't it? Let's try and
let you go really quickly, run through the last couple of years for you, because you left the gym before I did, about 2 years before I did maybe,
okay,
and then moved to work online, and then moved to Leicester, and then was in Leicester for about
a year,
and then now you're back.
Good summary, thank you. Yeah, so I was running Slim Society, we were running the podcast, the studios at my apartment. Everything was nice, and then I decided to make a decision, move down to Leicester. I was going to move somewhere anyway, and the lease on my apartment was coming up. I didn't necessarily want to stay in that place anymore, so I thought, okay, yeah, I'll go live in the countryside for a little bit. Turned out to be unexpected, let's say. It was I've got some of the best memories of my entire life, and that's not an exaggeration, and also similarly, it was the worst time of my entire life. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times, to quote Charles Dickens.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, honestly, and that was the case, I've got some of the best memories that I will treasure for the rest of my entire life. And also, it was the worst time ever and gave me physical and mental health issues.
And that was hard to see in you when you came back. And I'm very, very glad at how quickly, and it probably didn't feel like it, but how quickly in the grand scheme of things you were able to bounce back from that after it got said and done. And it's nice to see you with a bit of colour in your cheeks now and a little bit of size on the delts.
Thank you, I lost over half a stone of weight through not eating properly, and I didn't exercise for 3 months, and my mental health was not good, and I was not sleeping, and all myriad another issue. You know, so I'd lost weight, and I'd come back a few times from Leicester, spoke to you about it, and we'd had conversations about what was going on. But now I'm back, and I feel... I can't, somewhere between 90 and 120%.
Ah.
I can't exactly tell if I feel better than ever or if I'm close to being back to full power, because right now I'm recognizing the difference, because the change has been quite fast from how bad it was before to how good it is now. You know, like if suddenly, if you're not eating healthy for a while and then suddenly you start eating healthy, you feel a lot better and you're like, I feel good. Yeah. That's what my mind's doing at the minute, because it was one way. And now, quite rightly and thankfully, and thanks to you, and thanks to Tom, and thanks to the gym, and thanks to my friends, and thanks to my family, and thanks to myself as well for putting in effort into doing the right things, and sometimes via force, sometimes via determination, you know, to try and get myself back on track. But the bounce back has been good, in my opinion. My dad said to me, lad, I'm not surprised, because if there's one thing I know about you, it's that you bounce.
Yeah,
I've seen it before, and I've seen it again.
I like this.
So I'm not surprised that you're back.
Yeah.
It didn't mean literally back in the area. He meant back as myself.
Back in yourself.
Yeah, back as myself once again. So yeah, I feel fantastic, and I'm not sure if life could be better.
Awesome.
Either. And thank you for you through this time as well. You also went through a crazy time with physical and mental health issues. You had both these things going on as well, didn't you, throughout your time?
Well, for both of us having come out the other side of the storm now, it's definitely something we can relate to each other on, and draws us even closer, I think, which is quite nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. When lockdown hit for me, I went from working. I did 4 years straight of 7 days a week at the gym, and that was crazy. And then, in one fell swoop, the hobby gets taken away, the business gets taken away, the chemical health of getting up early, eating healthy, all of this gets taken away. And I had a very, very quick decline into severe mental health issues. And then that turned into physical health issues. And then I had a very interesting back and forth of a relationship between the two, physical and mental, in and out of hospital a few times. And then with meeting back up with Tom and starting to build this place, that started to give me a bit of a routine, and took me about a year to get back to feeling myself and things. But like what you're saying, I found something very interesting. I was with my girlfriend about this time last year, and she said to me, what do you want to do this year? And she had in her head like holidays and places to go and mountains to climb, because she's a climber. And my answer was literally, I want to get better. And she didn't understand, and was asking, well, what do you mean? And then I realized what she meant. And I realized in the moment that I didn't have any desire for anything, to do anything, even to be alive, basically. And then that turned into just, the obvious became, I just want to get better. I want to be healthy. I want to get back to wanting things.
Is that literally what you said?
Yes, I want to be healthy. And I meant more mentally than anything. And now I can say I'm there. Like I have, I've spent a year learning how to build things, and I could cowboy together a nice little house, I reckon now, and do so. I've laid some bricks, I've built some walls, I've done some electrical stuff, I've swung a hammer directly into my thumb on one occasion, which my nail fell off, and that was great fun. I've sliced my hands open a couple times,
yeah.
And learnt a lot of things through Tom and Phil and the rest of the construction stuff, which I'm very, very grateful for having been a part of. I have set my business back up in coaching, which, like you say, I'm focusing on the mechanical side of things, which is super nice. I've now set up my online coaching system, which required a lot of determined working at home on my own in silence for free, 4 hours a day for a couple of months, which I would never have done in that way of being like, oh, I can't be bothered to do anything. I would have just monged out at home. So that's really positive, and that's now ready to be launched, the Body Architect online coaching system. So we can talk about that at some point. And now the podcast is back. So I'm feeling tickety-tock, mate.
We're
back, baby!
And I'm very proud of you. I'm very proud of you. I can also tell that you're back, and you're back to yourself.
Thanks,
and you're back,
man,
to your power, yeah, and your humour and naturalness, naturality is back.
Feels it, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I'm very glad to see this. And so, yeah, now Tom, to come around to the conclusion, has set up this gym with Phil. They've created this gym. It's fantastic.
It's so good.
It's huge. The members are good. It's going well.
It's got the best equipment.
The best equipment. We've launched the podcast from here. You work from here doing personal training. You've set up your online coaching business. just launching that now, and it's really good. Your systems impressed me a lot.
Thank you.
Because it could go easily two ways. Like the first time you showed me not only what you'd done, but also what you had planned, I thought, this is correct.
Okay, good.
And I'm very proud of you for that, and it is going to go well. It is going to go well, definitely, because
that's
it works.
That's the plan. We're onto marketing now.
It's a good service that you've got and you've created. It's very good. It's going to work.
I'm excited for it. I haven't done any different price packages because it stresses me out to think that there could be different levels of quality for coaching. Like, maybe a more expensive one would be having like a physical meeting with people like twice a month or something. But other than that, I feel like there is just a service that you need to deliver, and then if you're charging less for a lesser service, it's just not a good service. It's like, you know, it's if you're going to be a delivery service for something, you need to deliver the thing. Mm-hmm. So I can't do a cheaper version because it wouldn't be delivering the thing. So we've got one option. It's not expensive, and it's very much worth it. So I'm excited for this.
All right, good. We've gone over time, you know.
We've hit it.
I think we should. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, honestly, it's lovely to see you again. Please leave on comments. If you don't like the name of the podcast, leave us on ideas for what the name of the podcast could be. Send in questions if you've got questions. We're going to do some Q&A episodes, aren't we? So we'll collate and get in some questions. Then we're going to do literally just some live roulette questions and blast through those. I'm really glad to be back.
Yep.
I feel good. I think we should go get Tom and we should do it.
We'll go get Tom. We shall direct people. They can send their questions in on this, on anywhere that you're finding this platform, I guess. But we can also direct people to yours and my Instagram. Is that a good idea for you?
Yeah, sure. I am Connor Rhodes Fitness. No spaces, no lines, no nothing.
Yeah. WH Body Architect. Yeah, I think that's right.
WH
Body Architect.
Also, if you're on YouTube, comment. Don't know what else because we haven't set anything up yet.
No,
but just find us.
No, find
me. Google Connor Rhodes. I'm everywhere.
Throw a snowball at me with a letter in it. Send us a letter. An owl.
Anything else?
I don't think so. Let's get Tom in here, and we'll
see
you next
time.
Move
on to episode two.
Let's go.